And he said, I've also learned how to abase or be in a lean time. He says, in throughout that whole time, I've learned how to be content in the Lord. Amen. So I want you to know something. One of the most strategic and powerful things we need to do is make sure that we're pressing into God, we're resting in the Lord, and that we're letting His presence make a difference for us. Amen. So that we can learn how to dwell in the house of the Lord at all times. And if we make God our habitation, the Bible says that if we make God our habitation, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Amen. So let's step into His goodness and let's just worship God tonight. I believe that tonight is a night where you just need to dig in and open your heart and really let the Lord just refresh you tonight. Amen. Let's just get into His presence and just let Him just be here with us. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read a scripture, a whole verse that God put on my heart today as I was at home. And it's Psalms 118. And just in your place, let's start our worship right now. Amen. Let's hear this word and understand this is the word of the God for us. Today in this world, this is His word for us. This is what He expects from us. This is what He's given us. This is His promises to us. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a high place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They can pass me about, yea, they can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They can pass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For the name of the Lord I will destroy them. And when I think of that, I think about the things that are going on in the world that's not of the Lord. The enemy that's rising up. The enemy that's trying to come after us, the enemy that's trying to bring fear into your heart, in the name of the Lord, they will be destroyed. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord has helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doth violently. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thou hast chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord, this gate of the Lord, unto which the righteous shall enter. I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice
and be glad,
in it.
Amen.
Save now, I beseech Thee, O Lord. I beseech Thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be He that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even into the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and for His mercy endureth forever. Amen. As we rise up and as we praise the Lord tonight, I want you to forget. Listen, I said as a team, if there's anything between you and God right now, if you yelled at somebody today, if you were nasty, if you sinned in any way, I want you to bow your head right now. Everybody, just bow your head so somebody don't feel like everybody knows it's them. Okay? And I want you to just ask the Lord to forgive you. Of course, this is your choice, but I'm telling you, we want to go into a place with the Lord today. And I don't want anything to stand between you and God. Let's just create a holy atmosphere. An atmosphere where His presence can come and rule. And just focus on Him tonight. Not what's going on. Not what happened today. Not what's happening tomorrow. Not what's happening in the world. But let's just focus on the victory, who He is, and what He's given us tonight. Amen? Hallelujah.
Carry the kind of weight. I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I'm gonna see.
turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Come on, declare that tonight.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, you turn it for good.
Struggling, you that didn't hear on Saturday, you didn't hear on Friday, you that didn't hear your answer and are still struggling and are still walking and saying, God, what's going on? Just listen to the words, sing the words, and just listen to God and hear God. Get alone with Him. Listen, this is our moment. This is our moment to say, God, I'm here for you. And I just want to hear you, and I need to hear you, because my life depends on me hearing you. That world depends on me hearing you. Amen?
Thank you.
wilderness. This is a praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of trombones rattling.
Yes.
presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Just sang another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
Nothing else will do. I just want you.
satisfy. Only you satisfy.
Anything that you can do, I just
just who are you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, we just take time to thank you that your mercy endureth forever. And we will sing forth your praises. We will reach towards you in the sickness and the good times and the bad times, when things are going great and when things start to fall apart, our eyes won't leave you. Father, I thank you that even now your healing virtue has gone through this place, has reached through that camera, gone out and touched people in their homes. You're transforming lives as we sing, as we praise your holy name, as we declare who you are. Father, we lift up the nations right now. Father, we ask that we just pray that the heart of the nations turn toward you. That the deception of the enemy that is on them would be lifted off in Jesus' name. That their eyes and their ears and their hearts would be open in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for peace in this nation and all nations. Father, we thank you that nothing, nothing is impossible with you. So, Father, as we've prayed for peace and for things to change in the nations, there are households that need salvation. Bring salvation to the households, Lord God. Let them know who Jesus is. And, Lord, here's an army. Let every word that comes out of our mouth, whether it be written or spoken, glorify you. Let not one more word that we speak bring shame to anybody, but and not to ourselves and not to you and not to another person. But Lord, let everything that comes out of us be to heal a nation, heal a land, heal a people. Let us see the seriousness of the moment that we're in. Your people are coming back to Israel. We know what that means. We've read your word, and we see the signs. Let us be ready. Let us be ready at every moment to be your hands, feet, to reach out. Let every breath we breathe, let everything that we say point people to you. Let not my emotions or my own wants and desires to ever get in the way of being who you've created me to be. Let not my own bursts of what I don't like or what my preferences that I don't like get in the way of being who you've created me to be and speaking a word that breathes life and not death. Father, we just give it to you today. Say, here we are. Here we are. Reveal and heal and move it out of us. Let us be who you've created us to be. Put a desire in every person called by your name. Let us not be able to sleep and eat if we're not doing what you tell us to do. You've put a mandate on us to live holy because you're holy. You've put a mandate on us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So we put a mandate on us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. You've put mandates on us, Father God. Let us live those mandates in the name of Jesus. Let not them depart from our mind and not from our hearts. Clean us. Clean us so that we're vessels of honor. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
hand clap of praise in the house. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Now out Hallelujah. There, I look at our congregation that's here, and I believe everybody here is saved. Mm-hmm. If you're out there and you're watching and you're not, I was reading today where Jesus told disciples, nobody goes into the Father but through him.
Amen.
But through Jesus. He's the one who came to the cross.
Amen.
He's the one who suffered, endured what he had suffered because he loves you.
Amen.
Because man is born into sin.
Amen.
It's not something you did.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we were born into. But now, choosing him or not choosing him is something you do.
Amen.
And it's time to choose him.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus that he rose again, that he is the Son of God, and that he did it for you, and then confess it with your mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I think, I always put him on, but pastor's going to pray a prayer, and we're all going to repeat him with you. So that you know you're not alone. Listen, when pastor prays this prayer, most of us repeat it with him because we want you to know that you're not in this alone. We're with you. So he's going to pray a prayer. And if it's you, if this is you, or if you're backslidden and you say, I know I'm not right with God. I know I've not been where I'm supposed to be. I know that I've walked away. This is your moment to walk right back in. His arms are open and he's just been standing there at the door waiting. Remember the son, the father with the prodigal son? Looked for him every day.
Amen.
And rejoiced when he came back in. That's God's going to rejoice over your rededication. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So pray this prayer with Phil. And if you do it for the first time, or if you rededicate yourself, we want to reach out to you. So either comment or send us a private message to the Only Believe page, and we'll get back with you. And we want to talk with you. And we want to help you in your salvation. Maybe you're in another state and you need help finding a church. Because listen, don't think that you can say it. Dedicate yourself to God and not find a body of Christ that preaches
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
You Praise need God. The body and the body needs
Amen.
You.
Amen. 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 You know, it's amazing because Pastor Regina, you said something. You said that no one cometh unto the Father but through Jesus. And at the same time, the Father says that we didn't choose him, he chose us. Amen. So the very fact that you're out there and that you have a sensitivity to know the Lord, and I believe God is moving on your spirit right now, even that presence, even that desire for you to be saved comes from the Lord. Amen. So just say this with me. Say, Father.
Father.
I come to you now.
I come to you now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I ask Jesus Christ.
I ask Jesus Christ.
To be the Lord and Savior of my life.
To be the Lord and Savior of my life.
That I would be forgiven from sin.
I would be forgiven from sin.
And that I'd be made brand new.
And I would be made brand new.
Now I'm saved.
Now I'm saved.
I love you.
I love you.
And you've always loved me.
And you've always loved me.
Help me from this day forward.
Help me from this day forward.
In every day of my life.
In every day of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe somebody is just, I the first time, I believe someone just got saved for the first time, but also believe that somebody returned to the Lord tonight. I believe that somebody's been hurt and dejected and broken, and maybe a relationship fell apart, maybe life fell apart, or you lost a loved one and there was a space between you and God, but I feel it's restored, and I just thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Like
Jesus.
I said, messages or comment on there.
Amen.
We would like to talk to you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Amen.
God is good.
God is good God all is the time. Amen.
All the time.
Praise God. You know, sometimes we need times like tonight where we just really allow ourselves to soak in the presence of God.
Amen.
And I tell you what, just
Amen.
Being
like said,
in this moment of worship,
Amen.
There is like refreshing, and there's a presence
Amen.
That has
Amen.
Fell upon us,
God is
and
good.
God has God done something.
Good all the time.
Amen.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
Facebook's up there.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I asked Trey to do something at the last minute, so if something's messing up, it's my fault. But we have a message from Pastor Dosik next Thursday. Amen. They're doing something next Thursday. He's going to announce it, and I just want to let you all know that we are going to live stream it here.
Amen.
Because we're one body.
Well, let him give the announcement, and then we'll...
Hi, I'm Pastor Peter Dosik. I pastor Only Believe Ministries Christian Center, and I'm having a Facebook Live open format where we are going to be asking hard questions of leaders in our community, and we're going to begin to discuss about the climate, about the culture, the wants, the needs, what is the problems, and we're going to be talking about that on Facebook Live. Now, what you can do is join us. You can have comments. You can text in, and we're going to be answering questions, and I mean hard questions, and we're going to begin to seek to strive for the unity of one another. So why don't you join us? Now, that's Thursday the 16th at 7 o'clock. Join me. I know you're going to be blessed on Facebook Live. We'll see you there.
Amen. Amen. So next Thursday at 6,
praise God.
7, sorry, at Amen. 7, we're seven. Going to join that discussion here so everybody can hear that discussion. If you have devices that you can get on while you're here, we're going to turn them down, the volume off. Mm-hmm. So that we can just hear one volume, but you can send questions and you say, well, I don't have a device. That's not a problem. You see somebody that has a device or come to me and I'll post the question or they'll post the question. I know Holly's going to have a device. I know Candace always has a device. I know Jeannie usually does. Angel does.
You know, I don't.
Linda does. Sheila, you know, like we all usually believe. Have one. And so just see somebody, and I don't know anybody in here wouldn't be willing to post a question for you.
Amen.
And no question is going to be too hard, too easy, too stupid, now, too nothing. Any question that is asked is important.
Now, even though he didn't say any specifics, you saw the hands that was up there. And so I just want you to know that any issue that you're dealing with today or anything you have questions about, whether it be something that you're hearing on the media and all these different movements out there or just any of that kind of stuff, Amen. You're going to be able to act that kind of stuff. But what's most important to me, and I believe that this will be present and resident in this thing, is that the world needs the love of Christ.
Yes.
And I want you to know that the Lord is the answer for every issue
yes.
that people have. Amen?
Amen.
And if we're ever going to come together as individuals and within the church and within nations, it's all going to be because of the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
But I think it's interesting that they're going to do that. And so we're going to join in. Amen? And we're going to live stream it right in here. And we're going to be interactive. And if you guys don't ask questions, I'm going to ask some questions.
And if you don't
and
know.
And I ain't asking no light topic questions.
Amen. And if you're joining us or you're here and you don't know who that is my house pastor. That is the apostle of this church. He started this church. He put us in here, but he's the one that God gave the vision to. He's the one who told God to move us over here and put us here. So that is the apostle of our church. So we feel very important that we take the time and join together in unity and hear the word that God's going to be bringing us forth, the answers and of the questions and asking questions ourselves. So just be prepared for that when you come in next Thursday. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
I don't
Hallelujah.
Believe I have anything except for this. We went to the building
Woo.
And turned on the lights. Praise Not the temporary God. Lights, but permanent the permanent lights Woo. That are in the sanctuary.
Woo!
So they still have to hang the stage lighting because that's a little different because cameras and TV and all that stuff. And they have to get in the foyer lights. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, it's looking good. And we are getting closer and closer as each day. And just be prepared for us to say, guys, they've given us the keys and now the building's ours. And so now we got to go get it ready. Okay?
Amen.
So just be prepared
Amen.
For that.
Amen.
Within the next few or so weeks that it's going to be last minute and we're going to just jump for joy. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
I need my
Amen.
Team.
And we are excited. Amen? It's been a little bit of a journey, but I want you to know that anytime you do anything for God, it's going to be a journey. Amen? It's just the way it is. Amen? And I will tell you that That's the one thing that I want to remind each and every one of us about. Did we release all the children to go to children's church? Okay. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 But anyhow, what I wanted to say is that remember what the Bible says. The Bible says that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Amen? Amen. And what I want you to know is that God also says that he who has begun a good work in you, be confident that he who has begun a good work in you is faithful to fulfill it to the day that you meet the Lord. Amen? So until the day that the sky opens up and he returns and snatches us up out of here, or the day that you finish your course here and you enter into this other side, because it is appointed once for man to pass on. Amen? It's appointed once for us to die, and then the judgment. And I want you to know something, that God is going to be faithful to bring you through every part of it. Amen? And tonight, I just want to concentrate a little bit on the love of God, and I'm just going to look at a scripture here, and then we're going to talk just for a few minutes. And I want you to really just begin to get yourself concentrated on his goodness. You know, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12 says, hatred stirreth up strife. Boy, don't we know that. Amen? Right now, it seems like hatred has stirred up a whole bunch of stuff. Amen? But it also says this in that same verse. It says, but love covereth all sins. Oh, come on now. I want to remind each and every one of us that the Lord said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that we might be saved. Amen? And what we look at when it says here is that love, my goodness, I better look at that again, make sure that Bible really says it. Yeah. Love covereth all sins. Yeah, I'm just teasing you. What I really want you to understand, though, is that when we talk about love covering all sins, I want you to know that it is not an excuse for sin. Amen? I want you to know something. Love doesn't cover all sins so that you can sin. Amen? In fact, the Bible says, shall sin abound now that I'm saved? God forbid. In other words, what the love of God is saying here when it covers all sins is that he's saying that the blood of Jesus can bring redemption no matter where someone's at. Amen? That the blood of Jesus can come and stop the destructive plan of man and refresh him and create him into a new creature at any moment. Amen? But I also want you to know that when it says that love covers all sin, it really means that the power of God's love through the blood of Jesus has the power to destroy, eradicate, and break off of people the hold and the stronghold and the bondage of sin. Amen? And I want each and every one of us to start being stirred as people to see what this might mean for us and to see what this may mean for us to do. Amen? And I want to just look at something here in the book of James, praise God. In the book of James, chapter 5, I want to read something to you here in James chapter 5, verse 19. It says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which covereth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I want you to know something, people, that we have got to be certain as the body of Christ and people that love God, we've got to remember that the Bible says this, that if we hateth our brother, the love of God is not in us. And the Bible also says that if we love our brother, then we know that God is in us because God is love. Amen? Now, with me saying this, I want you to know something. Love must cover all aspects of life. Amen? And what that means is that our love for someone that covers sin and that can help someone is a love that's filled with compassion. It's a love that's filled with a mercy. It's a love that's filled with a kindness, but it's also a love that's filled with accountability. Amen? I want you to know something, that each and every one of us knows that within our relationship with God, you cannot go off on sinful bad behavior. Whether you get angry, whether you go do this or that, you cannot do those things without a conviction coming that lets you know you're wrong. Now, the love of God says that let not a person be condemned. Amen? There is, therefore, no condemnation for those who love God. Now, what that means is that when you find yourself in error of God's ways on something, you don't just continue in that way and say, well, the love and the grace of God will cover me no matter how my attitude is, no matter how I'm acting. I can do what I want. I can sin. I can be this. I can be that. I'm telling you that that's a false abomination and a bad doctrine. For people to sit there and say, well, since I've repented and I got grace now, it really doesn't matter what I do. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That's wrong. Because you have grace, you are now able to fulfill God's way of doing something. Amen? Because the love of God covers all sins. In other words, the love of God has the power to break sin off of your life and to break it off of your nature. It doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean that we're not going to find ourselves sometimes in a sinful way that we're going to repent of. But what it does mean is that the Lord says, I have come to set you at liberty. I have come to set you free. And what it means is that the devil has no more right to rule your life and has no more authority to make you be a creature of sin. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that we once were disobedient. We once were those who did this and did those different things that was a sinful nature. But now being saved, we are children of obedience. We are children of love, power, mercy. We are children of those who have the tendency to bring forth fruit that confirms our salvation. Amen? So when we talk about love covering a multitude of sins, I want you to understand that with that same scripture, Jesus says in the book of John, now there remains no more cloak for your sin. In other words, he said, if I had not come, you would not be found guilty. But because I've come, now there must be an accountability and there is no more covering for this. This is why repentance and a receiving of the goodness of God's grace through the saving grace of Jesus to turn us into new creatures must come to pass in our life. Amen? Yes. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, now being saved, we're new creatures. Yes. And the Bible also says this, now that you are saved, know no man after the flesh. Know him after the resurrection. And I want you to know what that means is, for you that are believers, let's have mercy on people who are not saved, because we can, by faith, see their God potential. Yes. I want to remind you that Jesus, when he encountered a person, he never condemned them ahead of time, no matter where he found them at in life. Did he hold him accountable? You better believe it. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery? Everybody said, by the law, we should stone her and kill her. And Jesus said, you who are without sin, cast the first stone. And then immediately, when all of those people were gone and Jesus was dealing with her one-on-one, did he say, okay, go now and continue to be adulterous and continue to sin? No. He said, where are those that accuse you? And he says, I don't accuse you either, but now go and sin no more. See, what I want you to understand is that love covers a multitude of sin in this, that God can, by the blood, redeem us from death, hell, and the grave, and he can cover and wash away our sins. But also, our Father in heaven, through the blood, empowers us to make sure that we don't continue in those things that are not pleasing God. Remember, there was another man who was bound up, and the Lord, instead of just saying, you're healed, the Lord said, go, your sins are forgiven you. And people got all bent out of shape and said, who is he that he is telling this man to go and sin no more? And Jesus said, what would be easier, for me to heal the physical condition of this man or for me to take care of breaking sin off of his life? And then he said, rise up and walk and be healed. In other words, Jesus was saying, I now break the power of sickness and sin off of your life. Amen? Yes. And what I want each and every one of us to know is that when God says that his love will cover a multitude of sin, what he means is not only can I forgive you, and not only can I wipe away the past that would try to condemn you to hell and to judgment, not only can I forgive you, but I can renew you and refresh you in such a way that my love will break a sin nature off of your life. Woo! I want you to know something, that God has an expectation that we will make room for his goodness and kindness. Remember that we serve the Lord that said, how many times should we forgive our brother in a day? 70 times 7, that's 490 times. You know, if you multiply that out by 24 hours in a day, that means that 20 times in an hour, in a day, you have to forgive your brother. Woo, that means every 3 minutes I can get on Miss Regina's nerves. Every 3 minutes I can make Pastor Regina mad. And every 3 minutes, woo, I tell you what, I got to be careful though, because I'm sure she could do a lot within 3 minutes. But every 3 minutes she has to forgive me because I am cleansed by the blood. Amen. But what I want you to know something, think about this. If you took that 24 hours and subtracted 8 hours for sleep time, then that would leave you 16 minutes. And that means every 2 minutes you have to forgive me. Woo! Whoa! So no matter how bad I act, every 2 minutes, you'd have to say, I'm wiping his slate clean, and I'm giving him a brand new start. No, that's exactly right. You just said something that's very powerful. She said, oh, so that means if something happened 17 years ago or 20 years ago or even 5 years ago, really, if it happened last week, you can't keep that and harbor that and let that steal your future. Amen? But let me tell you something just for a minute. If God requires of humanity that we could forgive somebody 490 times in a single day, then what do you think he holds himself accountable to? I mean, one scripture says that a natural man, even an evil man, desires to do good to his children. How much more so does your heavenly Father desire to do good for you? Now we can get a clear revelation of the power of the love of God. How can he forgive the murderer? How can he forgive all of us who have sinned and fallen short? It's because there is an extraordinary supernatural ability for God's love to take sin and crush it and make it no more. Amen? I'm telling you, just think about that. How often must I forgive my brother? And I want you to know something, that when we see things God's way and we consider a brother, you know, our brother is a neighbor. You know, it's not just our natural bloodline brother. It's not just the relative that we have to treat with that kind of kindness. God has an expectation that we, you know what, maybe this would hurt, help the world today. If that when we looked next to us, instead of seeing something different, we would realize that that's our brother. No matter what their skin color is, no matter what their attitude is, no matter what they look like, where they were raised up, what they have, what they don't have, if we could just look at someone else and see them as our neighbor. What I really want to get out of this message tonight is, will you start to see people in their God potential? I want you to know something. The Lord doesn't accept all behavior. I tell you what, God lays it out, what is sin and what is wrong, and we are held accountable for sin and what's wrong. Amen? Remember, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and what you sow is what you will reap. But also, when we're dealing with people, can we see their God potential? See, this is the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus is not that he accepted everybody's lifestyle, not that he accepted everybody's way, but he gave everybody the opportunity to understand that if they would realign themselves with their Father, he could see their God potential. I tell you what, we would do good if we as people could get to the point where we recognize love covers a multitude of sin. Therefore, we can see God potential in people. You know what I want to tell you as parents tonight? Make sure that while you're disciplining your children, and please discipline them, my goodness, we got craziness going on and people breaking laws and all kinds of stuff because they simply never had parents that held them accountable and trained them. But while we are disciplining our children, also don't forget to breathe life into their God potential. Please remember to give them a hand of love and kindness and encouragement. You know, so many times the only engagement we have with our children is when we're correcting them. Let's correct our children, but also let's take time to sow into them. Let's take time to encourage them. Let's take time to release words. Son, I believe in you. Daughter, I believe in your future. I believe that you are going to do great things. Child, do you know that you have a God dream and a God destiny inside of you? There's no limits when it comes to you and what you can do with the Lord on your side. Amen? Along with Johnny, straighten up. Let's make sure that we release their God potential. Amen? Why? Because love covers a multitude of transgressions. Amen? I want you to know something, that each and every one of you should be able to breathe a little bit easier tonight. Each and every one of you should have more security in your salvation tonight. Not that God is excusing your sin or your wrong or your things where you are in rebellion against him, but that you should realize there's a patience and a kindness in God to help you move from glory to glory, to help you change day by day. Remember, even the disciples said to the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Amen? I want you to know something, that our God is a loving God, and our God is the God that has declared that he will give mercy to whom he gives mercy and grace to whom he gives grace. You know, the very fact that he says that, if I was you, knowing his love for his children, I would grab that and pull it towards myself. I would make a declaration. You know what? I'm one who God is going to show mercy. I'm one who God is going to show grace. And remember what the Lord says, that if you want to be forgiven, what do you have to do? Forgive. And let me tell you something. If you are going to receive mercy and grace from God, guess what you better be a giver of? What we sow is what we reap. Amen. So let's make sure that we are a distributor of mercy and grace and love. Amen. And compassion one to another. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare your glory. God, we exalt you. We lift you up and we declare your goodness, your grace, your mercy. And Father, I thank you that love covers all sin. Love, the blood of Jesus, transforms our life. Nothing's impossible with you, and nothing stops you from coming into our life. I remember right now that the word says that you stand at the door and knock, and you desire that we would just let you in, God. And Father, we open our hearts tonight, and we receive you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Did you have something, babe?
To remind people, when you're looking into the face of somebody else, just as God created you,
amen.
Just as God loves you, he created them.
Amen.
He loves them. And there's not anybody on this earth,
amen,
that he does not love.
Amen.
That he has not created. Amen.
Amen.
And so when we're looking at each other, yeah, we're looking at creation.
And you know, honey, when we think like that, I also want us, because sometimes it's hard for us after Christians. Sometimes God can cleanse your mind so much that if we're not careful, we will forget that other than the grace of God, there go I. Amen. And sometimes it's good for us to remember who we were not before we were saved. Because sometimes we have a lack of compassion, a lack of love, and a lack of mercy for others because we have forgotten what it took for God to bring us into who we are. So let's make sure that we're mindful of these things. Amen? And guess what? I did get the envelope wave. So that lets me know that I forgot to take up an offering tonight. Amen? So I thank you guys that you're going to give me a little love, mercy, and grace. And I'm just going to pray. Yeah, I'm going to pray for about that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray over tithes and offerings tonight, Father, that as we close out the service, Father, I thank you that people are coming to release by faith their worship and their trust of you in this area, God. And Lord, I thank you that you are so faithful, that you're so loving and you're so kind, that you said to each of us, prove me now. In other words, God, it's like you were saying, test me, try me out, trust me in this area, release your faith, and see if I will not rebuke the devourer and bring you increase and bless you and open the windows of heaven. And God, I thank you that you do that for each and every one of us. And we declare your glory and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Okay, you can bring your tithes and offering to the front. And we're also dismissed. I'll be here to pray for people. And we look forward to seeing you Sunday morning. Amen. God bless you.